And that's because Miss Eltha Faye, she used to make all the cookies at the Lorexon and shit. We used to go play basketball. Miss Eltha Faye was a gangster, man. She was big body gangsters, big gangster bitches. She just wouldn't. She ain't boring none of that shit you talking about. You coming there trying to finesse and do none of that wild shit. She, Eltha Faye was goddamn. That's motherfucking me, Debo, Big Zeus. Like Eltha Faye, goddamn. She was a bulldozer. Yeah, I always had that wig. That wig looked like it was made from pure plastic. That motherfucker, that bitch looked nylon. That's how that wig looked. And she had them big booty butt glasses. Boy, them hoes. I'm talking about take up a whole face and sit up on the cheek. Big plastic ass booty butt glasses. And got the nerve to want to talk about somebody. Boy, Eltha was a handful, goddamn. I wonder where old Eltha is now. Every time I see her, she had one of them old. She had a gray. It was gray with white goddamn meat stripes across that bitch. Big Buick Deuce and a Quarter. She had one of them Buick Deuce and a Quarter. Big old photo, you know what I'm saying? And I seen it came down. We had one of them little church functions. Everybody came down. And she got out the car. The motherfucking dress all up in the ass. You know what I'm saying? The stockings on and shit. You know, with the hat to match all that shit. All them old ladies be hella trying to be hella dressed up. She get out the car, skirt all, dress all up, getting caught in between the ass. Knows it, but that's Eltha, man. Miss Eltha ain't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Miss Eltha say she come from goddamn me, Savannah, Georgia, man, back in the day. She said it, motherfuckers, he was born in 1950. 1950, bro. Eltha Brown was growing up. Eltha Brown was a very nice lady. She, you know what I'm saying? She used to cook every Tuesday and Thursday. She used to go down to the homeless shelter and cook up her famous chicken and dumplings. Big old pots, you know, big old pots of shit. She'd go in on and cook up for everybody. And you know, the homeless folk, they can go out there and eat, and, you know, if you was hungry, you can stop by as well, but, you know, she's about 24, 25 doing all this shit, and Eltha, she, you know, she, that's what we would call a red bone. She was red, she was a red bone, you know, she wasn't light skin, but she wasn't dark either. She was right in the middle, you know what I'm saying, succulent, like, you know, like a red bone. Anyway, yeah, man, the first nigga that tried to get in was Edwin Routes. Edwin Routes was a swindler, a job-talking swindler. He'd try to talk you about anything, you know what I'm saying? If you had a piece of chewing gum, he would swell half the moment. And, Evan was the first man to walk up to and talk. I was there because it happened at the State Fair. I was over there talking to Darlene, and goddamn, Evan walk up. Because Darlene and Eltha, they was two peas in a pot then, goddamn. They, you know, moving pretty goddamn close and shit. And Evan walk on up and took off his hat and say, Eltha Brown, I don't see nobody around. Are you spoken for? And she, no, sir, I'm not spoken for. You know what I'm saying? Niggas go gonna say, can I meet your pops? She took the nigga to meet her daddy. She took the nigga to meet her daddy. Never seen a nigga again. And he was a frequent. That nigga was a frequent nigga. He used to be around there playing basketball, all kind of shit. All kind of extracurriculars. But after that day, I never seen a nigga again. And that was the last thing I ever seen. Go up to Ethel and try to talk to her like that. Ethel was a shy lady though, man. Ethel was real shy. She didn't really speak too many. She didn't really have too many friends. You know what I'm saying? Word on the street is that daddy never was whooping on him. He'd whoop on the whole family. He had a number of gals. You know what I'm saying? Even more word on the street is that daddy got cursed by a whiz doctor a long time ago. And that's why the reason why he couldn't have no boys. He would be trying. At the time, this all happened, the nigga had 16. Not 16 kids. He had 6 kids. He had 6 kids. 3 of them was 16. Yeah, triple. But they all was girls. Every one of his kids was girls. And, you know, well, the street is, this doctor put roots on him. Made him have the way he couldn't have no son. You know, leave a name with, you know what I'm saying? She basically was to drain his name, my type shit. But yeah, all that shit, man. Ethel goddamn me. Was basically the shy one out the bunch. You know what I'm saying? That ain't really let her do too much. She ain't really had too many boys, you know, hanging around. And, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't always in front of no nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it really surprised me, you know, when everything happened, how it happened. You know, when I seen her for the first time after everything, you know, her facial expression, everything really surprised me, you feel me? I went off to college, goddamn, and when I came back, man, the whole shit was different. Like, the whole little country town was different. You know what I'm saying? You all the youngsters that was, you know what I'm saying, little grasshoppers when I left, they was grown up now and walking around that bitch with Jordans on and candy painted slabs and all kind of shit and goddamn by this time they didn't build the project. See, we ain't used to having a little project section, you know what I'm saying, in our neighborhood. It used to just be like, you know, you had like some good suburban houses and then you had some rundown joint, you know, them sugar shacks, them little shotgun houses and shit. By the time, goddamn, I came back to the high, they had built the projects over there. And goddamn, Ethel Fate and Ethel Brown, goddamn, hey, they was running shit. Ethel Fate, she was the gangster. Ethel Fate was the gangster. Like, this is when I came back, like, when I left, Ethel Brown was the quiet one. Ethel Faye, she wasn't out there like that, but, you know, she, goddamn, you feel me? And shit, when I got back, goddamn, Ethel Faye, that bitch done grew at least by 200 more pounds. So at this time, she about 300, at least 300 pounds, but she's 6'5". She built like a lineman. She built like goddamn me, Lawrence Taylor out there. And became a big blood, you know what I'm saying, and they was running the projects, her and Ethel Brown, she was on some other shit. When I seen her was when I came home from college. She was over there playing with them cards, you know, them to see your future ass card. I don't know what them hoes call, you know, see your pain in your future ass cards. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I seen her playing with them hoes and looking all crazy and shit. And after that shit, that's when I moved. You know what I'm saying? I seen that and I seen them and I seen how the time was going, so shit. I stayed there for about maybe, I was about there for about 4 months, man. I stacked up all the money I could stack up so I could move to somewhere else. Cause goddamn, boy. You know what I'm saying? You can't have that much corruption in a small town and expect to make it. Like, make anything out yourself. So shit, that's about the last time I met both of the Ethels. And really, they're not the reason why I left, but, you know, they're a big part of the reason why I left, because, shit, you know, Ethel, both of them hoes was, you know, at that point in time, the city belonged to them, and a few more cats that was moving big, but, you know, for the most part, you know, everybody was on some gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Crackhead hit the scene. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was on that gangster shit. It was so many pistols. It was only maybe 5,000 people stayed in the town. It was so many pistols in the city. They had to, the little mayor of the town had to do some liberation on some shit and made it to where you could own the gun, but you couldn't walk around with the gun. You know what I'm saying? And shit, that's basically what it was. But shit, you know, like I say, the last time I met Ethel Brown, I seen Ethel Brown, and she was playing with them cards and shit, and she was trying to reverse the juju on her daddy type shit, because her daddy had fell into some shit a long time ago, and his lady put roots on him where he couldn't have no boys. You know, he wanted a little boy. But most shit started happening as the motherfuckers started growing up. You know, all kind of shit started happening. And she was playing with them cards, trying to reverse that shit. Still quiet, timid, and all that other shit that she, you know, always been, but shit. She didn't give a fuck. She, at this time, she sipping 40 ounces, smoking that dope. You know what I'm saying? Plus, she got Big Ethel, you know what I'm saying? Ethel Faye, to ride, you know, ride with her, basically. So, shit, doing everything. But, yeah, man, that's the story on Ethel, man, on both of them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all boys, you know, I got, you know, a couple stories on a lot of people, bro. Y'all boys, just stay tuned, man. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. Straight up.